Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1984, Reclaiming the Fire Movement for High Value Work by Kyle Mast of TrueHourlyWage.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Reclaiming the Fire Movement for High Value Work by Kyle Mast of TrueHourlyWage.com. I've wanted to write this post for quite some time, but I have continually put it off because I want to get it just right. However, I will probably never get it just right. So I'm just going to take a swing at it. Quick intro to the FIRE movement. One of the most significant movements to come along in recent years in the personal finance space is the FIRE movement. If you haven't heard of it, FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. This movement has been slowly building over the past decade. However, in the past 2 to 3 years, it has exploded into the mainstream world of personal finance, to include tremendously helpful blogs and podcasts and even a documentary. While the FIRE movement takes on many forms when it comes to people's personal finances, in general, it focuses on reducing your expenses to a minimum while finding ways to save a very high percentage of your income. Think 50 to 90% of your income, especially through tax-advantaged accounts, which then accelerates the ability to retire early, usually anywhere within 5 to 20 years. The desire to FIRE. The desire to FIRE comes in many forms, but for many, it's the realization that the work they're doing is unfulfilling, a grind, or downright unenjoyable, and they want time for more important things in life. In order to be able to jump ship from their current situation, the FIRE participant buckles down to save a tremendous amount of their income and eliminate all non-essential expenses from their life. This then brings their financial independence date into a more foreseeable time frame. Rather than the seemingly endless grind of work for 30 to 40 years until retirement at the arbitrary age of 65, these FIRE folks now see a light at the end of the tunnel, often within 10 years or less, depending on their income and current net worth. This movement is producing an increased amount of early retirees, especially in their 30s and 40s. What I love about the FIRE movement. Due to the fact that this finance stuff is what I do day in and day out, I believe the FIRE movement is the best thing to happen to personal finance in decades. It has so many admirable attributes. The movement takes the boring financial planning formula of spending less than you make and turns it into the X Games version, creating excitement around financial independence and showing that it truly is attainable and in a short time frame. The FIRE movement also has shed a giant spotlight on consumption and how eliminating a significant amount of the consumption of goods and services not only reduces your expenses, but increases your happiness, by showing firsthand that things do not create long-term happiness. It forces people to place greater value on the truly important things in life. This movement holds a special place in my heart, as I myself am a member of the FIRE movement and have been for years. I'll be financially independent next year at the age of 35, meaning that if I wanted to quit my financial planning practice and real estate investing, my family and I could be able to live off of just our investment income. Does this mean that I plan to quit? Quite the contrary. It does mean less work hours for me. It does mean more and more travel. But it also means that I will continue to grow myself so that I provide more value in the hours that I do work. This is how I measure personal financial growth, and I have big plans for the coming decades. And that brings us to the point of this post: reclaiming the FIRE movement for high value work. Personally, I believe we're created to work, not in the burdensome sense that is often associated with the word work, but rather in the creative sense of continually honing our skills and the value we provide to those around us. Some of the best parts of my life are when I perform high-quality, enjoyable, value-creating work, intermixed with extended breaks to recharge. Many in the FIRE movement are so focused on jumping ship from their current non-ideal situation that they neglect to think about what they're jumping to. Do you have a plan for the remaining decades of your life? What will you do with all of your free time? Travel until you die? Sit on your beach chair until it breaks? Don't get me wrong. If you've heard any of this blog at all, you'll know that I am all about creating more free time for yourself to spend on the things that are the most important in life. However, I think we need to realize that one of the important things in life is work, but not just work, high value work that impacts others. An alternate path. For those of you considering or currently pursuing the early financial independence goal, I applaud you. You're on the path to opening up so many possibilities for your life that just aren't available when you don't intentionally work towards early financial independence. I would suggest, however, that you think deeper than just about how much in investment resources you need to be financially independent by a certain date. Think about how you can make the journey to financial independence also a journey toward the ideal life you want to live, and begin living parts of that life now to test it out. How much time do you want with family? How can you do that now? How much time for travel? Can you find a way to do that now? What work would you do even if you weren't paid for it? Can you work towards it now before your FIRE date? Usually, those in the pursuit of FIRE are very motivated individuals with a lot to offer this world. If you're hearing this, you're likely one of those individuals. How will you steward your gifts and skills to continue to add value to those around you when you retire early? What abilities do you possess to produce the high-value work that this world desperately needs? What would it look like to sustainably produce this high-value work for the rest of your life, to where it was a joy rather than a burden? I wish you all the best as you strive to create greater value with your limited time. You just listened to the post titled "Reclaiming the FIRE Movement for High Value Work" by Kyle Mast of TrueHourlyWage.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I just got back from the World Domination Summit, which is one of my favorite events and actually inspired me to create the Economy Conference, which is a party about money for those who haven't heard of it. World Domination Summit is an event that explores the question, how do we live a remarkable life in a conventional world from a number of different angles, including financial? I hosted a meetup about the FIRE movement and was delighted that so many people showed up. This is a group of smart, creative people, and they asked really thought-provoking questions about FIRE. One big question was, why would someone want to retire and stop working? And it inspired this analogy. I think we'd all agree that we need to eat, and 3 meals per day is an appropriate amount of food for our well-being. Well, imagine that society told you that you actually needed to eat 6 meals per day, and that you need a boss standing over you to make sure that you force all 6 meals down your throat. Would the solution to this problem be to not eat at all? No, you could just reduce it to 3 meals per day. For most of us, work is really important for well-being, but society wants us to be gluttonous about it. I don't think not working at all is the solution for most of us. I think right-sizing the role that work plays in our lives is what we really need, and financial independence allows us to downshift way before traditional retirement age. For me, FIRE is not about not working. It's about separating my finances from my work. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.